couple more minutes with Dr. Cornel West. You end Democracy Matters with what I found to be a heart-stoppingly wonderful way to bring together the need to question, the need to stay in the integrity of the individual, the need to honor justice, that prophetic vision, and to know that you get energy out of the blues. And you say, and it's kind of what you were saying about the press, that we may lose, but we better go down swinging.
Swinging like Ella Fitzgerald and Muhammad Ali, with a sense of style, grace, and a smile, knowing that all of our efforts have a great chance of not being lost. People will remember them down the road.
Because even if we were to lose, which we won't, even if we were to lose, we are part of that great river, are we not?
Part of that great tradition.
And something,
bear witness.
And then something later might happen.
Absolutely.
Isn't there tragicomic hope in that alone?
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. And that's what allows us to be able to linger with the dark questions and difficult queries and challenges, and still sustain our energy and sense of wanting to endure. It's almost very much like the three sisters at the end of Chekhov's great play, or at the very end of a Coltrane song. Of course, yesterday was John Coltrane's birthday. And that sense of going through all the darkness, he still got this sense of, I am determined to go through that darkness. I am, in fact, fortified to both, I would say, fight, but I don't want to use a militaristic metaphor anymore. I would say to love himself through that darkness.
In that same ending chapter, you quote Ralph Ellison, something that is just absolutely exquisite. Democracy is, or should be, the most disinterested form of love.
Yes. His letter to Albert Murray, 1957. Never published publicly, but in a private letter that's just recently been released. What a powerful formulation.
What does love have to do with democracy?
Because love is all about learning how to die. So an old self that dies and the rebirth of a new self that is now intermingled with a new self, so that you can't conceive of yourself without that other self. There's memories of the old self, but now in that love, you've learned that to learn how to die is, in fact, to learn how to live, because now you can't live without that new love.
And democracy?
And democracy is very much about that kind of self-criticism, that kind of process of maturation, process of development, and process of growth, which, again, is ceaseless and endless. Love, democracy, over against death, dogma, mediated with a dialogue that is ceaseless.
You bring us great joy, Cornel West. We thank you for joining us.
Thank you both so very much, both for who you are, what you've done, and what you continue to do.
Democracy Matters is a book that has arrived just when we all need it. Our highest compliments to Cornel West for this accessible, engaging, and important book. We thank Dr. West for this timely work with the same joy that we thank him for being part of our lives. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.